Spellbound is a femtastical, actual play, Dungeons & Dragons podcast. It follows the adventures of Princess Thea, the human sorceress played by Lydia Miller.
Wow!
Delalia, the elven ranger, played by Kelsey Botwinick-Caruza.
Eat your dinner, Hilda.
Felix, the gnome fighter, played by Rebecca Munoz-Smith.
Not saying propose, just kiss her.
And me, your dungeon master, Emma Carter. Although we may look like a child-friendly podcast, Spellbound contains adult language and themes. See the content warning in the episode notes. If you're new to the podcast, or maybe you just need a refresher on what's happened so far, visit emmakcarter.com/story-so-far. You can also find a list of characters we've met and bios for the players and their player characters at emmakcarter.com/spellbound. Hey, everybody. Happy Monday, or whatever day of the week it is when you're listening to this episode. I hope everyone is having a good week or has a good week. It is absolutely gorgeous outside in Kansas City right now, so I am trying to take advantage of the good weather while I can. And I hope you can too if things are as beautiful where you live as they are where I am right now. When last we left our heroes, Princess Kat escorted them to the sacred glen of the North Wood, where Felix found a rather romantic carving, and Delalia attempted to commune with some mushroom fae folk. Just as the mushrooms managed to slip away, a figure stepped out of the forest and into the glen. None other than the King of the North Wood himself. Will this king prove friend or foe? Let's find out. I will see you in the story. You guys were just talking, you're standing in the sacred glen in the North Wood, and you were just talking to V. As you said, they were experiencing some unresolved trauma and sort of projecting that outward towards everyone around them. You guys saw those little mushrooms. You tried to commune with them. You tried to engage with them. They seemed to be frightened and scuttled away. And as you had just finished that, you saw a figure appear from within the wood, and I will describe him again. You see another firbolg standing at about 6'3", broad and bearded, with iris-colored fur, a large deer-like pink nose, and furry, pointed elven ears. His hair is a faded graying pink, and he wears it up in a half-man bun, the rest cascading down the middle of his back. Atop his head, like a crown, is a wide set of stag antlers, decorated with vines and flowers. You see that he is walking with a staff.
Are they growing out of his head?
Or are they a crown?
The antlers are growing out of his head, it appears.
Okay.
He has he's walking with a staff, and as he approaches you, you see that he has a bit of a limp, maybe an injury or a past injury in one of his legs. And he is looking at you. He doesn't seem to be hostile, and he says, "It appears we have visitors." And Kat turns to you and she says, "This is my dad."
Thea's gonna drop to one knee and say, "Hello, Your Highness. We are travelers. I am Thea. And this is Delalia and Felix, and we're here to help.
I rolled a history check because I know that Delalia is not an oaf. Like, she knows her way around, like, culture, at least in her own home. And mm-hmm. so I was wondering if she would know, like, the most appropriate way to greet this person or how I would greet an elder at home if I don't know how to greet him.
I would say that with a 9, you would know how to greet an elder at home, and that would probably be your best guess for this situation. You, I have never been to the Northwood before, and they could have different customs.
So I greet him like I would have greeted an elder at home by bowing, and when Lydia says my name, and standing back respectfully. When Thea says my name.
Felix is going to, he's going to take off his hat real quick, give a little bit of a bow and put it back on. But I don't know, this guy seems like a much more casual king. So I don't think he's going to be quite as prostrate on the ground.
Yeah. Prostrate on the ground.
Which is good. Keep that off the ground. Keep that inside of your asshole, dog.
No. And we're off to a good start. It's like a month never happened. What is that word on the ground?
Prostrate.
Prostrate. There it is.
I get it confused too. That's fair. I would say elves don't suck a lot of dick, right? In all of lore, they're always just like polite, but not too prostrate.
Exactly. Oops. You might have broke Rebecca.
Oops. Oh, Rebecca.
Did she lose her headphones?
Oh, no.
I don't know.
Also, for some reason, I don't know why, but in my head,
of suckle a dick, Kelsey.
Yeah, suckle is much worse than suck.
Ooh, that clears the sinuses real good.
I bet.
Also, he's got some exposed chest going on. Like, ooh, you know, like a little V. You're seeing some.
He has a deep V?
Yeah, he's got deep V going
Daddy.
On.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
Is there hair there?
Of course, you see some hair.
Is this guy? Ooh.
Of course there's. He's like, he's got antlers. Of course he has hair.
A deer nose.
King Ward, he bows his head to you. Named after Graham Ward, friend of the podcast. Thank you for sharing the podcast, Graham. King Ward bows
his head
to you.
We'll see if he even listens. He does.
He bows his head. King Ward bows his head respectfully and approaches you in the clearing. And as he draws closer, you can see just he is quite tall. He's 6'3". You guys are looking up at this big zaddy. And and you see Kat kind of like looks a little meek. She's kind of like twiddling her thumbs like a little guiltily. But she says, so Dad, the reason that we're not home right now, where we should be, is actually because we met these guys. In fact, they saved us. There was they're giant cats and a little impy like, and then there was
there were lots
like,
of rares.
Yes. And then he puts up a hand to silence her just gently. And she stops and he says, one of our scouts said that they found a giant stone cat beast at the edge of the forest. Was this your doing?
Yes, that was
absolutely us.
Our team. I will not take ownership of that. One of the members of our party did make that kill. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So you see, Dad, these adventurers are heroes who have come to help our forest. Right, you guys?
Uh-huh.
If we can, yeah, we'd love to help.
Peripherally, probably, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Perkins speaks up a little bit and he says, yes, they were very, very helpful. Very helpful, Your Highness.
Actually, we are in a bit of an urgent situation. Would it be too forward to ask to get out of the wilderness and into a safe place where we can have a discussion? even if that means remaining in some wilderness.
You see that the King Ward smiles slightly and he says, "You are always safe in the Northern Wood. There's no reason to fear, but yes, if you have truly saved my daughter, then please come. We would like to welcome you as guests and show you our appreciation." Delalia, roll a perception check. Yes.
I hope he bristled slightly. Oh my God. Cool. I've been rolling like shit all week. So this is who I am now. That's an 11.
It's can a roll of perception check. You need to do a ritual. Too, since I'm nobility.
Yes, you may roll. You may roll perception check too, Lydia.
I'm sort of nobility.
I'm good.
The glass. Kelsey is sipping like what looks to be a really nice wine or champagne out of a glass.
I guess I'm not nobility today. AF.
What'd you get, Lydia?
I got a 7.
Lydia, Thea is still too enamored with Kat to really pay too much attention. But Delalia, you do notice, as you're speaking with King Ward, you notice there's a pendant hanging around his neck that has a faint greenish glow to it. And as he draws closer, you feel your hand, you feel the seed that is in your hand, your arm, and going up towards your neck and your chest. You feel that start to react, and it actually starts to glow underneath your glove and your shirt the closer he draws to you.
So I am wearing a crew neck midriff top, but I think that it would be, it's probably showing at this point toward the top. So just a small note that there's a bit of glowing out of my shirt.
The king doesn't seem to notice this right away.
Wow. Wow. But selfish. What a gem. No pun intended that I've given him and he has not even resolved.
Actually, let me roll a perception check for him. Okay. Maybe he does notice it. I just decided that, but you know what? It's fair to give him a chance.
Can we talk about how cute Lux is?
You rolled
being
a 5. He does not notice.
Yeah, Lux is being adorable. He doesn't notice. That's fine. Can we go back with him wherever he's wanting to go? Because I plan on, again, I don't know this place and it's supposed to be super sacred. So I don't really want to like be talking business, you know, until we get to a seated location. But this will come up. This pendant will come up.
Mm-hmm. Follow me.
Oh, yeah. They seem to be followers of our girl. Mm-hmm. Chop off the arm, walk away, as far as I'm concerned.
No, we're not chopping off your arm.
I'm sure there's a non-lethal way to do this.
You're going
to
be Merle from the Adventure Zone.
Yeah, I already am.
You got a wooden arm. Plant arm. Thea, before you guys start walking away, Kat says, and this person here, she is also actually a princess from one of the kingdoms, from Highgard.
Sort of. I just,
No, yeah. You literally are.
Yeah, you are.
I am. I am Princess Thea Penrose of Highgard, but I am no longer welcome in the kingdom because I am able to use magic and it is forbidden. That's me.
Huh. He takes this in a bit surprised. And you? And he looks from like Delalia, who's been talking and kind of representing, to Thea, and then to Felix.
Oh, I'm just here. Hi. Felix Gickigan, St. Prompt Rebel, adventurer. I'm just with this party. I'm not royal, so.
Well, all the same, all three of you are welcome to rest in our home tonight as our guests, and we would like to express our thanks to you for protecting our princess, my daughter. Come.
Yes.
Excellent. Allons-y.
And I loved these random elf words you keep saying.
Yes, the elves are French. That just makes so much sense.
They were Welsh early in the game, but they're French now.
Yeah, she keeps saying like these very modern words, and I'm just like, is this like an elf term? Like zaddy?
I didn't zaddy. Emma zaddy.
That's true.
What is zaddy?
That's true.
It's a hot daddy.
A hot daddy.
It's a zaddy.
But the hot kind of daddy.
Yeah.
Lydia, it's good. It's hot.
It's a good thing. He doesn't have to be an actual daddy.
Yeah. A lot of times when like Ryan buys me something, he's a zaddy.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I just, I call my actual blood father daddy. So
I do too, but not blood, but yeah, same.
Yeah.
Like, I also do it a little bit because it freaks him out though.
No, I just have always, we just, it just never stopped being a thing. So.
Aww.
It's fun.
So your party follows King Ward into deeper into the forest, and it's not too far of a journey to the village of Haven. I will say, as you were traveling, you noticed that
Haven. Is that where we just were?
So you were at the encampment of Arsington. The artists of Arsington have an encampment.
They have a camp by the river. I thought Arsinian is what we came up with.
Arsinian.
Arseholes. Okay, I'm done.
You said something really funny, Kelsey, and I can't remember what it is. I think you said arsists, but I don't know if that's what it was. It was something really funny. But you guys, Haven is the name of the kingdom or the village, really, in the forest of the Northwood. I think Kat said that. Someone said that in the last episode. Okay. Yes, I remember hearing you guys say it too. It's not that far to Haven, but as you are traveling, the sun is setting. It has been a long day. You've traveled from Wonder Trundle after exercising the spirit of Willoughby, and you had that big battle, and then you visited the encampment of Arsington, the Arsists, and you are now in the Northwood, traveling to Haven, and by the time you get there, the sun has set, and you're probably hungry and tired and maybe a little sore.
I could use a long rest.
Oh, I'm sure that we have, you know, some kind of accommodations, right, Dad?
Oh, my gosh. I was not implying that you needed to provide such rest. I am happy to find it myself. But in the meantime, an essential part of a long rest is several hours of quiet time surrounding it. So let's go.
Delalia.
Perkins is sort of like trailing behind you, Delalia, and he's like, I do have a spare. You're welcome to sleep on my spare bed if you'd like to.
Oh no, I would love to sleep in your spare bed. Thank you.
And anyone who's looking will see that his cheeks get all pink, and he's got a little like, he's a little blushing.
I love that Delalia is completely oblivious to it.
Completely oblivious.
No idea. Yep.
Felix is just shaking his head at the obliviousness because all these nasty, nasty boys that she's been like, oh my God, you're so type.
And then he's not bleeding tar. Why would I be into him?
And he's just like, I will never understand this person.
And just to remind our listeners, Perkins is half tiefling, half halfling. V is all half cuteness. Orc, half elf. And Kat and her father look to be half fierbolg, half elf.
Wait, V is half orc and he's being a butthole to the orcs that are refugees?
They're not, well, it's they're not just a race thing.
Yeah,
it's,
there's more than orcs there and everything.
It's an otherness thing.
Yeah, it's an otherness thing. It's a prejudged bias and judgment.
It's because, again,
they're just kind of a butt.
V has a lot of unresolved trauma and is taking it out on everyone else instead of working at it on themselves.
Mm-hmm.
As you guys approach, Hilda, you see, is yawning. She looks really tired. She's
off
still
to bed with you, Hilda. Actually, Perkins, why don't we have Hilda go take a little nap in the bed? Here's a ration.
Sure. Yes, of course. And he turns to Hilda. You're welcome to sleep in my spare room. Hilda, was it? Yes. Hilda, you're welcome to sleep in my spare room. You guys will remember that Perkins is a kindergarten teacher, so he's really good with kids. And Hilda bids you to your three builds. Hilda bids
you
your party
this.
Adieu. And Perkins takes her off to a nearby hut. Adieu.
Bless you.
Zentai.
Also, I look at Hilda narrowly with my eyes, and as she goes away, and I have a slight, like a half smile on my mouth, and I'm examining her with my senses, and I roll a 19 insight.
Okay.
What's her freaking deal? What is her deal?
You're looking at Hilda now, Delalia, and you felt sort of suspicious, uncomfortable, not totally sure that she is who she has said she is. But as you're looking at her now, you see a tired girl who is dirty from traveling on the road, who hasn't really caught a break probably in the last week. And you realize that this is Hilda.
Okay. Okay. I trust you. I trust you. I would not lie. Check out that. No, yeah.
You rolled 19. So, I'm telling you the truth.
And I did give her a little plate of food. I gave her a ration.
Oh, you just got Kelsey, super echoey.
All of a sudden, you sound like a god. Like you have like an echo.
Say something badass.
Eat your dinner, Hilda.
What happened? Hilda looks up like, what?
Oh, is that her utilizing the Kildora power?
Yes.
She like mentally sent her a message.
Oh my god.
Eat your veggies.
Hilda says, do you guys have any vegetables? And Hilda walks off with Perkins not too far to a quaint little hut. The houses here are, you know, simple, quaint, made of wood and earth, and the town doesn't seem incredibly flashy. It's not at all like a Fornidhoid by any means. Probably something closer to Wundertrundle, where the people here are simple people who enjoy living in the forest, and they just seem like they're really in tune with the world around them.
Like a Ren Fair.
You enter the Renaissance Fair. And you see people of all different backgrounds. You see more Firbolgs, you see elves, half elves, halflings, dwarves, orcs, half orcs. This doesn't seem to be community limited by race. It's just a community of people who live here.
I love that halflings are halfling and half something else.
Right.
Halfling.
What
halfling.
Is it? What's a fulling? Okay. Cool. So, had I been to Silvale before it got ruined?
No. They were pretty elusive.
Yeah. Okay. Just trying to feel out if this seems like an appropriate home. It probably is. I know that's where we're at, but...
You can roll perception check, Kelsey.
Yeah, I want to roll a perception.
Insight. All of you can.
Yeah, I'm going to roll a perception to see... Oh, I thought I rolled twice. Okay. Just to kind of get a general vibe of, like, the energy of, like, the citizens and everything.
Okay.
I got an 18.
Rebecca got a...
Does it feel
Lydia
sus?
Got a 18. Rebecca got a 16. And Delavia got a 9. So,
She's
Delavia,
real hungry.
You're looking around, Delavia, and you're still not sure. I mean, you were trying to get a vibe for this place earlier and you didn't sense any magic. And so that's turning you off the idea of planting this seed in a forest that's not particularly magical. So Delathia, you're kind of lukewarm about it. Felix, when you look around, you notice that the people in this village, you know, who are milling about, who are going about their daily chores, they seem a little bit downtrodden. And you remember when your party spoke to the Arsington residents about food and how the people of Haven thought that someone was stealing their food. And Princess Thea, you see this as well. And as a ruler, when you look at these people, your first instinct is that this village does seem like it has fallen on some hard times. It doesn't look like people are necessarily sick or angry, but there's a general air of maybe a little bit of hopelessness or despair. And you remember what Kat said about how she was supposed to be awakening the forest, and you can recognize that it does not seem to be awakened here. Most of the trees are still in slumber. You don't see a lot of vegetation. But as your party is essentially paraded through the town, led through the town by the king, everyone turns to look at you and watch you as you parade through, and they're whispering and pointing and taking interest in your party. And V is sort of strutting along beside Kat, you know.
Of course they are.
They are making sure that they are close to the princess at all times. But you see that the princess keeps stealing looks at you, Princess Thea.
She does?
Mm-hmm. That's what you see with your perception.
Huh. Dash.
Wait. Yeah.
Hey, man.
He's suddenly on your shoulder.
Yeah. No, yeah. I think he was for a second.
Oh, that's right. He was
on your
shoulder.
If he pops up, I'm going to pick him up, put him on my shoulder. Parlay, man. Parlay. So, I thought that I would get like a vibe. You know, that I'd get like this, I'd get hit with this like understanding that this is the place. But these people don't seem well. They don't seem not well. But like, something's wrong. I don't know. What do you think?
I mean, it's definitely not as like cool and fancy as your home. Like, right. If I had to choose between like where you're from and here, like I probably would want to plant it somewhere more like where you're from. But
so
I don't
mom
know.
Said, but also
it's
she's,
forest.
It is a forest. Is it magic enough? Like, why is it asleep? I guess I'll ask questions. I gotta figure this out.
I can do some snooping. I can get you some intel. I can use these big ears and put them to good use.
Oh my god!
Yes,
if you could do that, that would be awesome.
I'm so proud of him.
And he hops off.
Yes. Falls to his death off my shoulder.
Enough.
He slides down the cape.
The king leads you into his own home, and there you see that there is he leads you to a grand table. But when I say grand, I don't mean like a ballroom or anything. It's just like it's a large table. And it's low to the ground with little cushions around it. And you see that there's a respectable but not extravagant meal laid out. It looks to be a soup, the sort of rations that would like you would store over winter. So there are some preserved items. If anyone
vegetables.
Wants to. Yeah, root vegetables. It looks like it's a potato soup with some like maybe some jerky. Nothing super fancy, but after a long day, some bread, some butter, but after a long day of fighting and traveling, it looks delicious to you.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Did I tell you guys about when I went to Cuba?
You?
What?
When
fantasy
okay, so
Cuba or real Cuba?
Real Cuba.
And fantasy Cuba.
Fantasy Cuba.
Fantasy Cuba.
And it was like such good food, but it was no matter where we went, the same food everywhere. Because it was like what they could get and what was seasonal. Like nothing was imported.
Yes.
They couldn't import hardly anything at all. That's why all of their cars are from the 50s. You know, like very much, very simple. Everybody does it upright, but it's like, you get squash for every meal because that's what we can grow. And lobster, day one, two, and three of lobster was like, fuck yes. And then later it was like, why do we keep eating lobster? This is so weird.
Why do we keep eating this lobster? I'm confused.
Okay. And that's exactly like this. It's simple, but it's delicious. You are able to eat and rest a bit. They offer you some water. They offer you some wine. The king and cat sit near the head of the table. You three are placed close to them. Princess Thea, you're sitting across from Cat. And then Felix and Delalia, you're across from each other. Perkins and V join the party as well, and Perkins makes sure to take some food to Hilda, but lets you guys know that she's already passed out, like she is exhausted, and she's gonna get some good rest. Dashing has his own little place where he's nibbling on a root vegetable, and as you guys are eating, you're welcome to ask any questions or talk about anything you would like with the king and the princess.
I apologize. I should have introduced that rabbit right there is actually that is the Crown Prince Dashing of Highgard, my brother. He was transformed into a rabbit during our travels, sort of kicked off the travels, as it were. That's who that is.
I see.
Can I roll an insight check about how Dashing felt about that information there?
Yeah. Delalia, Dashing is sitting next to you with a little booster seat, and you can tell that he's a little bit embarrassed, and he kind of seems to be anytime his like, you know, his story is brought up, he seems a little bit embarrassed, but he's putting on a face like, yeah, I'm cool with it. I'm fine.
Okay.
Very similar to how Delalia acts sometimes when she doesn't want people to know
her how she's really feeling inside.
They gotta Aww. Know what's going on, otherwise he's just a random rabbit.
Right. What if they... I think later, like, let's table this, but later I want to have a conversation with Dashing saying, like, do you want to be introduced as Prince Dashing, the end? Do you want to be introduced as Prince Dashing, who is temporarily a rabbit? Do you want to be introduced as a rabbit in our party that is...
Formerly known as Prince?
You know, like, I don't know. Yeah, like, where, what he wants to share. That's something that I was thinking about, like, ableist things. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, I think,
Lydia.
So,
no, Lydia, you're good. No, it's okay.
I think you, like, totally scoop Dashing, like, you guys both just, like, duck down under the table a little bit and have that conversation. And he's like, dude, I don't really, like, totally even know yet. I want people to know I'm a prince, but I feel embarrassed that I'm a rabbit. But it's all kind of weird. Maybe I'll just start introducing myself, you know. But I don't know. Thank you for asking, though. I appreciate that. Yeah, I don't think he's just doing her
next
best.
Next time, I'll just say, this is my friend Dashing. That's cool. And then if you want to tell more, you can tell more.
Yeah, cool.
I should have earlier when they noticed the stone cat, because, I mean, that was your kill. But I didn't want to just throw you under the bus and out you. You know what I mean? So now, moving forward, I will introduce you as Dashing. And then you can say you're a prince. You can say that you're temporarily a rabbit. You can say, yep, hi, you know, whatever. Is that cool?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. That's cool.
Okay.
So Felix looks over at these people who are just ducking under this table, having a whispered conversation in front of everybody. And he's just going to be like, Your Highness, we, in our travels, had actually come across a group of refugees who were staying in your forest. And I was just curious. They mentioned that there's been a shortage of food and perhaps some miscommunications of some things. And it seems like there's some tensions. And so, you know, as adventurers, we like to try and help solve problems. It's kind of what we do. I was wondering, could you give us any insight into that as, you know, the wise ruler of this kingdom?
He listens to your request and he nods, finishing a bite of his potato soup. He responds, "The forest has not yet awoken the spring, and so we are starting to run out of food. We did allow those people who had left their home to rest in our forest. They had no reason to distrust them, but it is true. Somebody has been stealing our food, and the only newcomers to the forest was that group of people. And so I made the decision that because they had stolen our food, rather than asking if we would share, that they needed to leave the forest."
So, I'm not entirely sure how Haven's society works. So I'm assuming there was an investigation that provided proof of their thievery?
Well, the food was missing.
Mm-hmm.
And it certainly wasn't taken by anyone in the village. And the people of, I believe it's called Arsington, is what they said.
Mm-hmm.
Please tell me he didn't say it with a straight face. Please.
he furrows his brow a little bit. Like, it's just a little bit like,
Am I saying a bad word?
Arsington do have food.
I see.
Although they are not natives of this forest and they are not familiar with the forest, they somehow seem to have been able to collect food. And still, even though I have asked them to leave the forest, they still continue to steal from us to this day.
It sounds like you have a job for an impartial third party.
Can I roll an insight check on what he's saying to see if maybe there's any information he's not saying or if he's truly believing what he's saying?
Yeah.
Well, I just met this guy, so I wouldn't know. It's a 5.
Hold on. Me too. Hold on.
Yeah, you roll insight too. Anyone can roll inside if they want to.
Hey.
Oh.
All right. Felix, well, honestly, all three of you, you can tell that as far as you know, he seems to genuinely believe what he's saying. He doesn't seem to be trying to deceive you in any way.
is putting all the cards on the table.
There may be another explanation. In all of our travels, there have been misfortunes befalling the peoples that we have met. So, we will do our best to discover the cause of this misfortune. If you wouldn't mind working with us on that, I would love to help you find a solution.
I'm curious. The food that you guys, that your people store for the winter and that is being stolen, is this food that is being stolen from homes, or do you guys have perhaps a larder that the town keeps all of their supplies in? Or is this food that's just being taken and gathered in the forest?
We do have a larder. We have a storehouse where all the food is stored, and then it is divided amongst the people equally. Everyone has a right to food, and it is not my will or my wish to deny anyone that right. But if someone is to take advantage of my generosity and steal that food, well, I can't just let that person continue to do so without taking action in response.
No, absolutely. No, it's totally completely fair. And you're right as the ruler. Sounds to me, though, we might have a late night stakeout.
Yeah, that sounds like a good plan.
With your permission.
You are welcome to do so. If that's what you choose, I would appreciate the help. Until the forest is awakened once again, it will be hard to ensure that everyone gets enough. So if you can solve this problem, if you can convince the Arsists, the people of Arsington, to stop stealing our food or to give it back, then I would be greatly appreciative and I would be happy to repay you.
Would you mind sharing, how is the forest awakened, typically?
Ah, that's a good question.
Pulls like his shirt back a little bit, open a little bit more on his chest. Mm-hmm. And Delalia, mm-hmm. you see that pendant that you saw earlier that kind of had a greenish glow to it. And by the way, your godseed never stopped responding to that as long as you've been around this guy.
She's thirsty.
And he holds it up by the chain and you see a pendant shaped like an acorn, but larger than an actual acorn, probably about the size of a cookie. I don't know why. But the body appears to be made of glass. And within the glass part of the pendant is a swirl of green. And now that you're closer to him, Delalia, and sitting right to the other side of him, there are specks of copper. And the green and the copper are gently swirling. And he holds that up and he explains, this is a sacred relic, an heirloom that has been passed down for generations in the Northwood, from leader to leader. It is called the Heart of the Forest. And with the heart, we are able to awaken the forest and bring spring and life back to her when it is time for winter to end. And he looks a little bit, I don't want to say sad, he looks a little bit tired. There's a pained expression on his face. And he continues, at least that's what is supposed to happen.
Does it look different than it used to?
Kat speaks up this time. She's looking at her food and just kind of picking at it with her spoon. And she says, kind of dejected, lately, the Heart of the Forest hasn't been shining as brightly as it normally does. And I've been having a hard time awakening the forest with my magic, and we don't know why. And the king continues, the power of the heart is connected to the goddess, Kildora. She gave it to the first leader of the Northwood, and so as our connection to the goddess weakens, so does this relic. And lately, just in the past week or so, I would say, it has been weaker than ever.
And they both look so very sad by this.
We may.
Felix is just looking at Delilah eye wide, just like.
Solution.
Yes, Princess Ian.
We may have a solution, potentially, but I mean, I shouldn't. It's not really mine to speak on, I suppose.
It may be that this area. Well, let's just say Gildora doesn't like to send. She believes in life. She believes in life. And I don't think that she would want there to not be life here just because injustices are happening. But I don't know. I feel like there's some things that need to be sorted out before I can offer some support here. But do you mind if I look a little bit closer? I know that it's very personal.
Roll a persuasion roll, Delilah. I'm going to say that outside, as you guys are having this conversation, you can hear a light rain has started outside. And King Ward, he doesn't look comfortable with the idea of handing over this such an important item to you. And he explains, I never take off the heart of the forest. I only remove it when it is time to pass it down to the next holder. And he looks to Kat, who looks uncomfortable and away. And is still really picking at her food. And you can, like, hear her, like, shuffling her feet underneath the table, Thea.
I understand. But I look at Thea, and I think under the table, I should, like, pull up my sleeve a little bit. You know, because I've got, like, gauntlet, like, on. So I pull up my sleeve until she can see the, like, glowing, just so that she understands, like.
I'm just going to look at you, and I'm just going to nod.
If it's any consolation, Your Grace, Felix says to Kat, it seems like nature has been out of balance in general around Eos. We've been traveling from Highgard through, we went more south and then came up north, and we've passed through a few villages and some other locations, and it seems like things are slightly out of alignment right now. So I think maybe this drought of magic that you seem to be experiencing, since it's so tied to nature and a deity, there may be a reason that's not entirely your fault.
There is a literal fight going amongst the deities right now. There's a non-god named
Zendaya.
Have you heard of this name?
Let me think. They both, both Kat and King Ward look never heard of that before.
Zendaya has been sending mercenaries to destroy things here.
In fact,
back at home in Mayrol, and yeah.
I think they're the ones who attacked you here, attacked the princess and her companions. It's all connected.
It's all connected. And the rivers are dying, and the forests are dying, and the people are fighting. And part of it is because their minds and hearts are being poisoned, and part of it is because they're hungry and scared. So, like I say, we'll do what we can to help resolve this issue, and then maybe we can brainstorm together a solution.
You know quite a bit about this, he says, looking at you with interest, Delilah. I have answered your questions. May I ask, what is it in your adventure that has brought you to the North Wood?
Oh, we found a little boy. Okay, here's the... Yes, all right. So we went to visit Felix's family on our way to other places that we hadn't been before. Obviously, we'd been to Highgard. We'd been to Silvale, which has been destroyed. And we'd been to Fonadhoid, where they're fine. So, we went to Wonder Trundle, where Felix is from, and a bunch of children had been stolen by this Oni creature, and we got them back. And it turned out that there was a child from Highgard, and there was a child from Wonder Trundle, and there was a child from here. Well, from Arsington. And we brought him back to his family. So that's why we're here.
And as you're explaining, Delalia, when you say that Silvail is destroyed, you see a pained look cross the king's face.
Oh, no.
And while Delalia is talking, Princess Thea and Felix, someone else enters the room and sits down at the table at the other end of the table as this is happening. And while Delalia is talking, you two look over and you see that another woman has joined the party, the dining party. She looks like she's just gotten back from maybe being out in the forest. She's not, she's dressed in like a, you know, forest gear that you would be okay with getting dirty. But as she's sort of stripping that off, she kind of pauses and stops, and she hasn't even sat. Well, she pauses as she's taking off her garments and whatnot, and is looking at Delalia. And when she hears that Delalia says Silvail has been destroyed, you see a pained look cross her face too. And I will describe this woman. You see a woman who looks to be a wood elf. She has she's of average build, with warm brown skin, long black hair, gentle dark brown eyes. She has a square jaw with a sweet face and high cheekbones. And like I said, she's wearing woodsy clothes, like she's been out foraging or hunting, and work boots. And as she hears this, a pained expression crosses her face as well. And as she enters, the king says, Sassandra. And Kat says, Mom. And you three can assume this other person sitting at the other end of the table is perhaps the queen of the Northwood.
Did you say Sassandra?
Sassandra.
Oof, spell it.
Awkward.
S-A-S-S-A-N-D-R-A.
Oh, hello. All of your families died. Anyway. just kidding. I don't
is Delalia sitting across? Where are you sitting? Where are we?
Yeah, what was the table?
It's King Ward at one end, Queen Sassandra at the other. Kat is to the right of the king. Thea is to the left of the king. Then Delalia is to the left of Thea.
Cool.
Felix is to the left of Kat. Dashing is to the left of Delalia. Lauren is in Delalia's clavage.
As per usual.
And I'll say Perkins is to the right of Felix.
Also in your clavage. That he wishes he would.
On the other side of Felix is Perkins and Kat. V is on the other side of, well, I think V is just kind of like sitting a little bit further down the table. They don't really want to be with everybody. They're kind of, yeah, I guess they're closer to the queen at this point. They're kind of mid table, like
they're like standing guard,
a little island. And that is everyone who is at the table.
V is going to look at Delalia and say, I know we're going to need to talk about this in private, but I feel like all of the signs are pointing to, I think this is the place. They have a lack of magic. We could restore their magic. They have a lack of resources. This would restore those resources, and then they would have plenty for the artists and themselves.
But that's my thing. I want to know that they would share those resources with the artists.
Arsonists. as you guys are having this private conversation, it's cut off as the king says, Silvail is destroyed. What happened?
A great evil had taken over. I don't know if you... Lady, I assume that you are familiar with the place. Do you remember Tarwater?
The queen finishes taking off her outerwear and she responds, I have not been to Silvail in a very long time, but my family originated from there.
Oh, okay. Well, so I will just tell you, there's no point being weird about it. A druid who was the spiritual leader there named Tarwater, became infected with great evil because he became a follower, not of Kildora, not of the true gods, but of a false god named Zendaya. And that person stole Thea's brother and was sacrificing him and killed everyone in the town. Everyone. So bad.
We're so sorry for your loss.
There's a horrible silence at the table as they take in that information.
Anyway, we got there too late, but we did. I saw it. I saw it all. And they're gone. But the good news is that Kildora has left this plane and is no longer planted there in Vilvale and needs a new home. That's the good news, is that you probably are logically not having much luck with accessing the magic like you used to, because she is no longer planted here in this world. So,
what? Everyone looks at you aghast. Delalia, Kat, King Ward, and Queen Sassandra. Sassandra says, "What are you talking about? Who are you? What are you? Why are you here?" And the king steps in and he says, "They are our guests. They saved our daughter. They have traveled far, and they've brought news of the other forests and the other kingdoms.
And we're trying to resolve this as best we can and give you the information you need."
If Kildora is not... You said that she's on another plane? Does that mean... And, like, Sassandra's looking at King Ward when she says, "That's not really you, Delalia," but she's saying, if she's gone, if the connection is broken, what does that mean for us?
Right. Not a whole 100% sure. I don't even know if she's on another plane, to be completely honest. I don't know how the whole thing works. I'm more of like a shooty, swipe in, you know, lots of...
How do you
crouching
know
movements.
If he looks,
you know,
good, he would kick her under the table right now. He's just like, "Stop talking, please, for the love of God."
Not my strong point.
Sassandra just rolled a perception check, and she immediately notices that you are glowing a little bit, Delalia, and she she stands and she approaches you and she says, "What is this?" And she gestures to where she can tell that there's some glowing coming out of your collar.
And I look at Thea and I say, "This is why we don't tell people."
Thea's just going to sigh.
I think she would have seen it anyway, Delalia. Your body is glowing. It's the same color as
your luminance.
Now that Sassandra has drawn attention to it, everyone is noticing that there's a glowing there, Delalia.
Delalia says, "We shouldn't have come here." Gets up and leaves the room. Goes. It's gone.
Where are you going? Where is she going?
We are so sorry.
She just walks away.
I have to. I'll be back. And Delalia is gonna follow her.
You mean Thea's gonna follow her?
Or sorry, Thea's gonna follow Delalia. Sorry, I'm so focused. On Delalia. Thea's gonna follow Delalia.
Hello, listeners. This is your DM, Emma Carter. This is the part where I take a moment to thank you, the listener, for pressing play. If you want to connect with us on social media, maybe say hi, give us a shout out, tell us we're pretty. I'm just kidding. Make sure to follow us at The Spell Pod on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. If you share this podcast and tag us or hashtag The Spell Pod, I'll put your name on my NPC naming list. Like Graham Ward, who now has the NPC King Ward named after him. Thank you for sharing the podcast, Graham. We appreciate it. So gently caress that share button if you too want to become a part of our femtastical Spellbound universe. Spellbound is brought to you by our wonderfully supportive patrons on Patreon. For as little as $3 a month, our patrons get to enjoy special bonus content, including access to our Discord, first look at new artwork, bonus audio content, including access to recordings from the original Spellbound musical that I co-wrote that this podcast sort of was inspired by, the bonus wedding video of Lydia's meowage to her cat Yasa, and more. If you like what you hear, consider becoming a patron today and check out our various tier options at patreon.com/spellpod. All right, let's get back to our heroes.
What do you mean we shouldn't have come here? This is exactly where we should have come. They clearly need this power. They're suffering because of the fact that she's been severed from this plane.
Highgard is suffering too. Why didn't we go there if we were going to go to a place where people are treated poorly and treated like filth and not being able to be their true selves? We could have gone anywhere. We wouldn't have done all this. We could have gone back there and brought Hilda home.
I don't know that...
Saved Oglin the trouble.
I don't know that this place is worth giving up on. We don't really know what's going on yet.
No, we don't. And I wanted to help. I wanted to help resolve it, but I don't. If they find out that I have the ability, and I don't even know. What if I don't have the ability to help them? And they do. They kill me. They bury me alive. They cut off my arm. Like, what do we do? How do we do it? I don't know. It didn't come with a book, unfortunately. I'm stuck here in this situation where do I just give up all of my agency and say, sure, do whatever you feel like is right. People I just met who are clearly being bad to other people because someone carved a love thing in one of your sacred trees.
I don't think it's about the tree. I think they think that they're being stolen from. If we can prove that it has nothing to do with the ones from Arsington. If we can prove that it has nothing to do with them, I think it'll be okay. They seem, I don't know, Kat seems nice.
I don't want to be rude, but you're not the greatest judge of character. Also, Thea, if we could have helped them and we could have found out what was going on, then we could have made an intelligent decision about where to put this huge responsibility. But I know what happens when headstrong, just miserable, middle-aged elfin women take over the situation, and it's not very fun. So, I don't know if what's going... We should have just fucking stayed in a Phonetoid. If we were going to do that. She would have at least had, like, cool slate stones everywhere to play on or whatever.
Thea, as you stand there listening, you hear someone approach behind you, and, you hear Kat's voice say, Thea? And Delavia, you see that both Kat and V have followed the two of you. V's looking at you, arms crossed, unimpressed. Kat looks concerned. But they're not saying anything. What?
I just rolled a stealth check because my goal, and the two, you're the DM, and like for real, there's a point where I might not be able to get away without being seen. But we're outside at night, and I think my goal is to, like, do a bit of a look over there and try to disappear, since they're wanting to talk to Thea.
Yeah, Thea, Kat says your name, and you turn to look, even just for a moment, and when you look back, Delavia is already gone, and you're not sure where she went. And Kat is looking at you apologetically, and she says, I'm really sorry if we offended your friend.
No, it's not you.
We just didn't know.
We've just been through a lot.
You
didn't do anything wrong. We've just been through a lot, and she has a huge responsibility on her shoulders, and she's trying to do the right thing. It really isn't about you. I'm sorry. It's my fault. I pushed her to something that she wasn't ready to share.
Kat still looks concerned, and she just comes up to you, Thea, and
She just kind of like reaches out a hand to kind of put a hand on your arm, just at, in a gesture of support. And she says, "Wow, you're a really good friend."
I mean, I don't know about that. She seems pretty upset.
And V interjects a bit and they say, "Just give her space. Give her time. Sometimes we just want a little space and time."
Thank
and then
you.
They then they spit on the ground.
Thanks, V.
So when Delilah took off and Thea took off after her, Felix just kind of left at the table.
This happens to you a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, he was not expecting that. Then she just bolted like a deer. He's just like,
Felix is a diplomat and I like it.
I do too.
Felix, you're sitting there and there's a moment of awkward silence and then Perkins says, anybody want more soup?
So I feel we haven't been entirely honest with you about what exactly our party is doing in this forest. I mean, we've kind of told you the truth, but I think at this point, dancing around the topic is not entirely for the best. So I'm just going to be honest with you. Again, Your Grace, I apologize for your loss of Sylvail.
Just so you know, Sassandra is looking at you expectantly, arms crossed. She's a little bit less impressed because she just got here and she That's is fine. Just getting caught up. The king doesn't look angry, but he does look interested in what you have to say.
So the truth is, as we mentioned before, there has been an evil polluting Eos as of late. And
Wait, what was that you said?
She messaged and she said, "I hate elves." You are a fucking elf.
And you yeah, just
that's
said
part
it
of it.
Wasn't
I hate myself.
Oh no, Delilah, no. So the thing is that there is an evil that has been polluting Eos. And it's, as Delilah mentioned, it's not just the land, it is also the people. And we believe this is happening due to unrest dealing with the gods because of the Sendaya character who seems to have made it her life mission to essentially assassinate the Pantheon. I'm guessing she's already had tried to kill Kildor once already, which is what happened to Sylvail. And unfortunately, a lot of lives were lost in that process. What does this mean?
And twice by sending Homedog after me.
Oh, yes. And the thing is that we are a group of adventurers from different paths in life. But the thing that brought us together is, for some reason, I will never understand, but the certain deities have seemed to take an interest in us to help them. And so I am actually a champion of who? Lumiere. Lumiere. The deity Lumiere. I'm sorry, Talus popped in my head. I was like, that's not right. I am the champion. It's been a month, girl. Leave me alone.
I'm not judging you. I just think it's cute.
I am
You're a Christmas and Easter Christian, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. He is. He really is, guys. He don't know shit about the gods. I am actually the champion of Numair. Thea's family has close ties to Astraea, and Felix is watching his words carefully here. And Delilah is a follower of Kildora, and Kildora has taken a special interest in Delilah, and now it is her duty to help the goddess in a very specific way that I believe is up to her to share. But the point is that we are just trying to help. And on our journeys, we've met many towns with many issues and things that need to be resolved because of either Zendaya or this poison or the gods themselves having issues. And this sounds like it could be tied to that. my very passionate friend who just left. she's as the essentially champion of Kildora. I haven't asked what exactly their relationship is.
You haven't had
she is she admittingly has been a little disturbed by what we've been seeing.
Literally disturbed, not like what people used to say about women who were being hysterical.
Yeah.
I'm not there. Sorry. Keep doing
No, you're fine. You're fine. It's too bad we don't have like a sending stone or something. She's as the champion and somewhat spokesperson of Kildora, this has all everything that's been happening with your people and the refugees has been a lot for her to take in. And we want to help resolve your issue, but at the same time, if a vase is broken, you can't fix it until you admit that it's broken. And this situation where you guys have already decided that you've solved the problem and yet nothing has been solved is a lot for her to take in. So I'm sorry we kept the truth from you. And we would like to help you if we can, but we can't help you unless you're open to that help.
Everyone is staring at you wide-eyed, Felix. Perkins especially. You see Perkins like was eating his soup and his spoon. He's just holding his spoon and his mouth is open and it's just dripping off the spoon.
Before I forget, can I award an inspiration point to Felix for being able to like balance that so fucking well? Because Thea was trying
to
have a headache now.
I have a headache now. Thank you. I'll take that. Oh,
beautifully done.
Do I need to make a persuasion roll or something?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Make a persuasion roll. Go ahead and make a persuasion roll with advantage.
Okay. Oh my God. It's been a while since I've clicked the advantage button. Because life
cloud
hates
of
me.
Best pleasure.
16.
All right. So Felix, you see that Queen Sassandra and King Ward seem moved by your speech and they look at one another. And you see there's like a silent conversation going on between the two. And then they look back to you and the king nods and he says, "We are open to your help. We need it. I apologize if your friend is offended. Please let her know that she is still welcome to rest here. We do not wish to harm others. I only wish to protect my own people. But if you can prove that the people of Arsington have nothing to do with our disappearing food, they are welcome to rejoin our forest and take shelter here." And the queen kind of like, the queen looks to you, Felix, and then she looks to the king again and she says in a lower whisper, but not a whisper, but like a lower voice, she says, "We need to take them to the seer." And we cut to Delalia. Delalia, you are walking through the village of Haven. Just I think, imagine kind of just like not with any particular direction in mind, maybe.
Mm-hmm. So my goal, stealth away. And then I'm starting the investigation. I've decided, like, even if it's a little bit of a self-righteous investigating, definitely hot cheek, definitely like, I want to prove to my team that it wasn't the arses. It was something else. And these people are wrong. And you know what I mean? Like, sort of just like, I think Delilah will be open to whatever the truth is later on. But like right now, she is trying to prove her hypothesis, which is pretty biased. So,
okay. What?
She's intending to find the larder. That's her goal. She's going around the little houses and shit and is trying to see if she can find where that like warehouse location is that would have happened.
I don't know why, roll... but I...
Sorry, I was going to say roll either investigation or perception. Yes, Becca?
I was going to say when you said that Delalia was sneaking around and everything like that, all I've got is that gif, that clip playing in my head of the "Don't be suspicious and don't be suspicious and don't be suspicious."
So someone make that TikTok, please.
Also, Kelsey, your eyebrows are really good.
Your eyebrows are like so, mm-hmm. so
also,
sexy.
I don't know if you're wearing highlighter, but if you are, it is working, girl.
Mm-hmm.
No, I have a really bad... Okay, so I usually have bangs, right? I just put them back today.
That's good.
I have a very tan face from here down.
I can't
like from the top of my nose down.
Aww.
That's okay. Most people have it the other way. From
your
like,
eyes are popping,
when I was
though.
Up because of the mask.
Oh,
that's a good point. I'll just wear my mask. Oh my god, I just totally outed myself as an anti.
No.
Oh, no.
Kelsey works from home, everyone.
Yeah. And I spend a lot of time not near anyone at the pool or not near anyone at the dog park. That's all it is. Mm-hmm. So yeah, so I'm doing that. And we are, I think if I see someone, I might suss out, like, should I ask them where it is? I also sort of want to see what they'd say. Or if they'd be like, no, you're an outsider. Don't come near our food, pig. You know, like, again, feeling very silver.
Delilia, you are walking with purpose through the village. It is still raining. It's not a hard rain, but it is still raining. And you're marching along. You're just sort of assessing, like, does this look like a larder? No. Does this look like a larder? No. There are a couple people who you pass by who seem a little bit intimidated by you, and they just sort of shy away. And then you see a rather large-looking building, and you see two people stationed out front, and you think, aha!
There's a fucking sign on it that's like, the larder, bitch.
it looks like a centrally located building, and you are able to walk right up to the front door, and you see that there are two people who are guarding it. I'm going to make these NPCs up on the spot, so let me look at my NPC naming list so I can pick some NPC names.
Please name one of them Lord Gaga. I can't.
Oh my god, what? Lord Gaga. I do like that.
We got a review from Lord Gaga on Apple.
Oh. Oh my gosh. You walk up to these two NPCs, Delilia. One of them is a random. One of them is a half elf, half tiefling, or looks to be a half elf, half tiefling. The other one is an orc. And they are guarding this building. And as you approach, the half tiefling says, hey, whoa, wait, where are you going? Please state your business.
Yeah, I was coming to state my business. Thank you. My name is Delilia of Aphonidhoid, and I'm a third party come to investigate your issue.
They look at each other, and the person you're talking to says, now, pardon me, but I don't know you. I haven't been told that there's any investigation. Mm-hmm. I am guarding this location, so I'm gonna have to, you know, ask you to stay here. You cannot go in here. This is under our protection.
Cool. Okay. Bye.
And they look at each other really confused.
I go away. But I go around the backside of the building. What is the building? What is its deal?
It just looks like a bigger kind of rounded building, and as
silo,
you go around,
like a silo,
like a silo kind of, and you do, as you're walking around the building, you do see a little sign that says larder. Or, actually, it says pantry. It says food pantry.
Cute. Okay. Fun. Are there? I'm not gonna break into this larder. This is stupid. They don't want my help. I'm not gonna help.
You see that as you're walking away, like they're kind of like one of like the orc who's taller, they're like kind of following you, like checking out to like this, you know, they're looking at you like, okay, buddy.
Yeah.
I'm just checking you out.
No, I'm gonna
sure
go
you're not gonna
I think I'm gonna
in.
Go away. I'm going away from Haven. And I'm going to run to the sacred wood.
Delilia. As you have the thought that you would like to do that, you start heading off towards the edge of Haven. And as you do, you suddenly see the flap of wings in front of you, and a barred owl lands on a building or a fence. It lands on a fence. A barred owl lands on a fence not too far away from you. And its little face is looking right at you.
Hello.
Do you speak to animals, to it?
I start by just saying hello to see what happens. Glare
it at blinks it. At you, and it goes, ooh.
And I, yeah. And then I speak with animals.
The seer requests your presence.
Is it possible to see the seer without seeing anyone else?
The owl blinks.
Okay, like, I'll go see the seer, but I don't want to be around anybody else right now. Is that fine?
The owl tilts its head a little bit, and then it kind of, like, pecks at its fur. Or not its fur. It pecks at its feathers, like it's cleaning itself, and then it looks back at you, and it says, follow me.
Okay. Lauren, is this legit, or should I not do that?
Lauren is, like, essentially shrugging his shoulders, and you get the gist that he's saying, hey, why not? It beats standing in the rain.
Lily is so checked out right now.
Her top, she's pissed. Nothing's okay. All right, I follow the owl.
Princess Thea, you were left with Kat in the rain, and V, Kat has her hand on your forearm, looking at you empathetically. What do you do?
No, because V is there.
Girl.
V is right
He's
there.
The girl.
No, V is right there. I'm not going to kiss her in front of them.
Maybe their heart will go three sizes.
They're not looking at you. They're kind of just standing there with their arms crossed and kind of just like taking in the night. But they don't seem to be particularly interested in like watching you two.
I just met her today, guys. I just met her today. Thea.
Not saying propose, just kiss her. Fuck.
No, Thea's never kissed anybody. Thea's never kissed anybody.
Quotes from Rebecca.
I don't know. Thea's just kind of like frozen, like looking at her. And should probably say something, but I don't think she knows how to words. She's just gonna say, you're really warm.
Kat is blushing.
Yeah, Thea is very pink. She's just gonna say,
so is Kat.
Thank you.
Yeah, they're both very pink and they're both very awkward.
That cat was
the two
purple.
Most awkward girls. Yeah, Kat is purple, but now her face is pink.
Oh, she's fuchsia. I know we just met today after almost like getting squashed by some displacer beasts. And like there's a lot of turmoil and stuff, but I think you're really cool and pretty and nice, and I like it when you say a whole bunch of things at the same time and kind of get lost in your thoughts and then find your way back. And I like how you care about everybody and everyone around you and take a genuine interest. And yeah, thanks. Thanks for taking an interest.
Thea, you see that the more you talk, the pinker Kat gets, and as you're talking, like her eyes are looking down and she's starting to smile, but she's also kind of trying to hide her smile and like fidgeting with her dress and like just kind of like touching her hair, looking at you, looking down, looking away, looking back at you, smiling. She seems as equally nervous as you are, and she responds, wow, I mean you're really cool too, and I'm doing it again. Mm-hmm. I think you're really cool too and pretty, and I would just love a chance to get to know you a little bit more. I've never met anyone like you, and I know this is weird, but I feel like maybe we kind of like are alike a little bit, and would you hang out, do something tomorrow after you've rested and stuff. I know you guys are really busy and you've got a lot going on, and you probably don't want to do
no,
that.
I would,
that. No, that's totally
I
fine. Would,
I would
can just
I would,
go. And,
I would love to. Yeah. Mm-hmm, I mean, we kind of have to save the world, but I.
I around that, yes, would very much like to actually I need to ask you some things. I mean, separately. I mean, one, yes. Oh God, now I'm doing it. Yes, I would very much like to hang out with you one-on-one and do something cool and fun together and get to know you better. Uh-huh. And also,
cool.
I need to ask.
She's looking at you in your eyes, Thea, like kind of like, just like she's, her big, beautiful eyes are looking at you and they're sort of sparkling in the rain. You see that the rain is like dripping down her face, down her hair. You guys are starting to get pretty soaked now at this point. And her little cute pink nose is glistening.
Thea's just going to like very tentatively like reach out a hand and just like grab her hand and just like hold it and then say, should we go somewhere dry?
You do that, Princess Thea. You hold her hand and you feel her hold your hand back. And you say that and she smiles. And in that moment, a bird lands on your head.
Oh my God. And I just go, wah!
Roll a d20.
Oh shit.
We haven't done this in a while.
Out of 13.
Actually, sorry, not a d20. Roll me a d1. 100. That's what I meant to say.
Oh,
the wild magic surge. 64. Princess Thea, as you're holding her hand and the bird lands on your head, you go, wah! And all of a sudden, you create a 20-foot radius sphere of fog centered on you and Kat, and suddenly you two are surrounded by this misty fog. And she goes, you hear her go, ah, whoa, that came out of nowhere. Wow.
Oh, he's gonna make this. Actually,
we should really get inside where it's dry and not misty. And yeah, you hear V saying, Princess, where are you? Princess? And their footsteps, they come closer and they say, is this an attack? I need to get you inside where it's safe.
No, I'm sorry. Oh, that was me. I didn't mean to. It happens sometimes. It's I got scared by. Is there a bird still on my head? Excuse me.
Yes.
I'm gonna like offer an arm to the bird and be like, can you maybe not on the head.
It goes onto your arm, Princess Thea, and you
bring it down.
Go ahead.
Look at
it. You see a starling.
I love starlings. I know that they're like supposed to be hostile and invasive, but like I saved a starling once named Oscar and now I love them.
I saved a starling once too.
They need to stop getting themselves into these pickles.
Yeah, it sounds like they're a very problematic bird.
The starling is looking at you a little grumpily, Thea, and it fluffles its feathers to try and get the water off. You can see this just barely through the fog.
Can I help you? You know what? Let's get this to Felix. He can talk to animals. And I'm gonna say, do you think you can help me find my way back to the dinner table?
Sure. And you feel Kat grab your hand again. And you are led through the fog by Kat, who is most likely being led through the fog by V. So the three of you, hands held, walk through the fog together. And as you emerge from it, Princess Thea, Kat turns to look at you and she sees the bird and she says, oh, hey,
Oscar.
Lord Oscar? Gaga. I keep trying.
Lord Gaga. Oh, hey, Lord Gaga, Oscar. This is, and the bird is chirping at Kat and Kat's expression changes to one of slight bewilderment and she says, the seer wants to see you.
There's no better way to say it.
The seer?
Who's
that?
Kat smiles and she says, I'll show you. Come
should
on.
We get Felix first? Or okay. She's just going to
nope,
follow.
No, we shouldn't delay. And yeah, now that she's focused on something, she is off towards wherever the seer is, and V grumpily follows along behind.
Oh yeah, no, fuck and Felix.
As your three party members, the three of you all are led to a largish sized home abode near the edge of the town, nestled in some trees, and you all meet there at about the same time. I'll say that Delavia, you get there first. Delavia, you see this normal looking abode, but there is something about it that you definitely notice immediately. Delavia, the first thing you notice about this house is the birds. The owl who is leading you here lands on the roof of the house beside some finches, bluebirds, doves, just a bunch of birds who are all roosting on this roof here around this home, on the windowsills even. And you see as the front door slowly creaks open and you hear a voice say,
"Welcome, adventurer. I've been waiting for you."
Will Delalia plant the godseed in the village of Haven, or will she turn her sights to other forests? Who is this seer, and what do they want with our heroes? We'll find out next time on Spellbound. Thank you to our top-tier patrons, The Dude, The Parkers, Laura Carter, Julie Vaughn, Ryan Botwana-Caruza, Sean-Pierre Ringgold, Kat Harker, Nick Price, and Wizard Lucas. Songs in this episode include Spellbound and Spellbound Part 2, The Fae, Clarity, and Woodland Lullaby by Vince Vept of Bandcamp.com. All other music by Alexander Nakarada of Serpent Sound Studios. All sound effects from Zapsplat.com. Links and license in the description. Until next time.
Like, do you mean it's like echoing? You hear it twice?
No, it's just... No, it sounds like you're in a very big, like, auditorium or something. It just... There's a lot echo. Of space very and echo.
Like a god mic.
Is this better?
Oh, yeah. That's much better.
Okay. What was that? So she's using the voice mod thing. She must have hit the number 4. Because that changes...
And then, like, you can see like that.
Yeah. So it's... Yeah.
Oh, my God. Is that your Venom voice?
And the owl, am I going to do an accent? Let me see. Am I going to do a voice? What does an owl sound like?
Please let it be just absurd.
Can he just be Mert the Moneylender? No, that's not how he sounds. He's, and the owl said.
I love you.
This is such a fun process to watch.
It always is. It's
like,
always
y'all,
so
I wish you could see her face.
Listeners.
The seer would like, no, the seer requests your presence.
Oh, that sounds cool.
Were you about to say the seer wants to see you?
I'm sorry to ruin your moment. I'm so sorry.
We'll cut that out.
No, I'll put in a blooper at the end.
I'm sorry. I love you, Emma. I'm done.